Welcome to Glow Time with Dr. J. I am Dr. J. I'm Dr. April Johnson of Glow Time with Dr. J. And I am the author of My Joy is Power. So we are so happy to come this week. And just to give you an encouraging word that the Lord had embedded in my spirit and encouraged me. And so I just wanted to share with you that in this season, I love this scripture. It's Philippians 4:13. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." During these seasons of, and I say seasons because you have to realize this too will pass. I know that many of us have been going through from hell to high water, and we have been under attack spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. But I just want to encourage you to hold on and to hold out. Help is on the way, and it may not come the way you wanted. It may not even come through the person that you designed it to be. But just trust the Lord that he is on your side. Another part of that scripture, Philippians, the fourth chapter, it says, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." How can I do all things? Because when God gives you that strength and that vitality, even when it looks like everything is going contrary to what God has told you, just trust and believe that he is the author and finisher of your faith. He gave you the measure of faith, but he's also the author of it. That means he created it. He designed it. He's even able to recreate it because he knows the mechanism of faith. Amen. So when we look at that scripture, he's also the finisher. That means he finishes it. If you ever had a molding that was built out of clay, if you don't put the finishing touches and put it in the kiln, that is the heated version of it, it will not stay. It will melt. It will be marred. Amen. But the finishing portion of it is the shellac. It's the sealer. And I say the Holy Ghost is our finisher. Amen. Even when it seems the race is going so quickly and people are passing us by, even the wicked, even those that are not doing the right thing, seems to get ahead, or we get the short end of the stick. Just trust me, God's word is true. He says, "The last shall be first, and the first shall be last." And I come to encourage you today that if you just, when I say hold on, sometimes you just got to hold your hands and hold on to the hand of God. Because the power, that the demonstrating power of God, it's going to help you. You are going to win. Yes, you are. Because God says we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So he's already told us that we are going to win. Amen. And when it goes down to other scriptures, it says, "Be strong and courageous." How do I be strong for my family, for my husband, for my wife, for, you know, how do I be strong for my church, my job, you know, people that are coming to me that lean on you? You can be strong and be courageous. That means this is not the time to give in and not give up and throw in the towel. It says, "Do not fear." Why? Or be dread of them. That means all the noise and pestilence and all the things that we're hearing, and even a denial of our opportunities. Just because a door closes, that's not meaning that God does not have another door. He says, "I will make," amen. He says, "I will make in the wilderness, I will make a river. I will make the streams of life come to you." Hallelujah. They may close the door, but God is going to create
different avenues for income, for business, for wealth, even for you to be financially secure. Do you believe it, saints? I believe it. Amen. I believe it. And so this is a scripture that I, April Laverne Henderson, has always had an issue with, is waiting. You know, I'm always a go-getter. I'm always going, going, going. But this scripture says, but they that wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When you wait for the Lord, every opportunity is not a God opportunity. Every good thought is not a God thought. Amen. Because he says his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we have to wait for the Lord. Be of good courage. Be strong. Trust God when you can't trace him. Trust him. Trust the process. Amen. Some of us, even myself, have gotten off of the potter's wheel. Or God worked it out, and then he put us on the shelf for us to wait on him. And it's best to wait, because when we put our hands in it, we make a mess. And I am a strong believer that God, he is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the throne of grace and mercy. Amen. And so at this time, how do I renew my strength? Because God is going to give you the wisdom, not of man, but the wisdom from heaven. Amen. Wisdom comes from above. Wisdom comes from God. Knowledge, we can dig and get information, but it's different when God gives us revelation for our future. Amen. Even our business endeavors. You know, today I received an email that just blew my mind. I am so proud of Glow Time with Dr. J. And I know that I could not have it without my sponsors and those that even send me, you know, through Cash App, $10, $5. I appreciate it, because this allows us to spread the gospel and also encourage other authors and those that have projects, whether it's a book, a poem. Maybe you have a business endeavor you would like to be interviewed on Glow Time with Dr. J. We would love to have you. And I am so glad to tell you that we are number 86 in education in the country of Nepal, which is, yes, next to India. And then we are number 26 in self-improvement and self-motivation. We are number 26. Can you imagine? Amen. When God says we're going international, that is so mind-blowing that we could be international and I'm in Florida. But see, that's the type of God that we serve, that there's no mountain high enough, there's no valley low enough that will not keep us from getting to the promises, to the purpose, and the perseverance of what God has designed in our lives. Amen. And I just also want to share that Exodus, the 15th, the second chapter, says, the Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Amen. When you know that God is your salvation, why is he your salvation? This is my God. I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Isn't that just so awesome? How God, we will praise him because he is our God. Don't you know that you are his child and you are the apple of his eye? Yes, his eye is on you. Just like he watches the sparrow, he watches us. He watches over us. He prays over us. He speaks those things as though they were over us so that we can be successful. Amen. He has given us hind feet. Hallelujah, to go over the high places, the difficult places in our lives. And when you understand 2 Corinthians 12 chapter, 9th verse, it says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. See, we can be weak in this world, and people may think that you're weak because you care, you love, you share, you encourage others, you're praying for others. You might be going through a tough trial and tribulation, and you say, Lord, I'm always encouraging someone else. Well, today is your day to be encouraged, to know that He hears you, He understands, and He is going to open that door. He's going to give you manifold blessings that you would not have room. You will not have room to receive, but trust the process. Trust the promise and trust the purpose that He has for your life. Amen. There is nothing too hard for God, but to those that believe, you first have to believe that God is, and He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek them. And wisdom comes from above. And I'm just so honored of all the different collaborations that God has put into my heart. And I have met so many wonderful people. We are getting ready to have our festival, a Fresh Book Festival, April the 10th in at my church, St. Mary's School Baptist Church, 410 Hunter Street. On April the 10th from 10 a.m. to 2, there are still areas that we have available for vendors. If you would like to be a vendor, the telephone number is 813-545-9218. And you can also reach me at draapriljohnson.com. And that's from My Joy is Power. And if you want to email me, it's draapriljohnson@outlook.com. And so we're looking for a wonderful time in the Lord, and we're helping authors, and we're also helping the community through vendors as spreading the gospel and the good news that there is hope in the pandemic. Amen. There is peace, there is grace, there is love, there is faith. Amen. And there is promise even in the pandemic. You have to believe God, and I'm just in an overflow of all the things that God has promised us to do. You know, I'm still that little girl from Lakehurst, New Jersey. Amen. April Laverne Henderson Johnson. Amen. I'm still that person that it was little on me that God pulled out of the wilderness. And He says, for such a time as this, as Esther, and God is saying that about you. You have purpose in the land. Your talents, your gifts, your personality. Amen. Yes, even your personality and character. God created you unique, so much so that He knows the very hairs of your head. Amen. So today, be encouraged. And as I leave with you, this year, God said, it's yes, you can. Yes, you will. You will prosper in the things that God has set you out, because His word shall not return void. And I'm a believer, I'm a receiver, and I'm achiever of His word. Amen. As I leave with you, Philippians, the 4th chapter, we can do all things through Him who strengthens us. Who is Him? It's Christ that strengthens you. Be blessed and go in grace, go in peace, and go with purpose, with intentionality, is my prayer. Amen? Amen. Remember, may the blessings of the Lord make it thee rich and addeth no sorrow, is our prayer today. Amen? Praise God. Praise God.